Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Paul and Jordana and DJ, who's on cloud 10 because it's going to snow.
Snow. Right? Loves the snow. Named his kid Winter. Loves the snow. Love it.
I have not met anybody. I know Vanita, our morning host, Vanita Sokar, loves snow. And she posts photos. She's out. She loves to watch hockey. And she's out ice skating. But DJ, I don't think I've ever met anybody who embraces winter the way you do. And good for you. You're living
as
in the right spot.
Well, that's right.
We all should. What's the point of complaining for 6 months out of the year? Go find something you love doing in the snow.
But maybe that's
go.
What you
get out there.
Maybe what you love to do is complain.
Well,
right? It's your God-given right.
Not DJ.
Then you got bigger problems.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
right. Absolutely.
So.
Not.
It looks like the invasion has begun. President Putin, Russian President Vladimir Putin, just recognized the independence of two separatist regions in Ukraine, Donetsk and Luhansk. And he's basically saying that it's time to move peacekeepers, Russian troops, which he calls peacekeepers, into those areas. Look, the borders claimed by the Russian-backed leaders of these two breakaway regions in the Ukraine extend beyond the territory they now control, and they spill over into space controlled by the Ukrainian army. So again, this is allowing these separatist leaders who owe their allegiance to Russia to request military help from Russia. And Fox News just reporting the Pentagon is expecting Putin to move into Ukraine tonight in those just recognized independent areas. And by the way, Putin, not sure he's going to stop there. He declared to the world that Ukraine is aiming to build nuclear weapons or, you know, host nuclear weapons on its territory. Of course, Ukraine, there's no record of Ukraine ever thinking that or saying that.
Mm-hmm,
but a lot of these trumped up lies that basically
they're lies. That's what they are. They're lies.
It's BS. Mm-hmm. And it gives, you know, mm-hmm. them the pretext to move their troops in and say
that's
they're
right.
peacekeepers. Yeah. In what world are they peacekeepers?
Anyway. I don't know. And well, they're not. So I think we all need to just call it like we see it and say the truth. They are not peacekeepers. This is just all leading up to this invasion. The United Kingdom today announced or said they're going to announce new sanctions tomorrow. But who knows? That might be too late. We could see a violent night. The UK said This is in response to Russia's breach of international law and attack on Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. And that is what we're seeing. He is claiming that they need to be reined in, that they are claiming themselves as sovereign nations, and they are supposed to be under the rule of Russia. Well, the UK has toughened sanctions against the regime as of last week and plans to add, this is the UK, plans to add more tomorrow. But Paul, I mean, we could see movement as early as this afternoon because we are having breaking news out of Russia and out of Ukraine. And our own Jeff McCausland, this is all leading up to Jeff McCausland, because this is a very fluid situation. It is ever changing. You just heard the breaking news in our national news, and our CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland is going to be joining us. He's on the line. Let's take a break. We're going to ask him a lot of questions. And again, it's an evolving and changing situation. So we're going to try to get you the best, most up-to-date, most truthful responses from Jeff McCausland. He's up next.
You know, my 91-year-old dad, Folker, who you hear on CCO all the time telling stories and trying to learn the lessons of history, he said a lot of things that struck me as interesting. But he said, look, I survived Hitler, I survived Lenin, I survived Stalin. He said, many Americans take their freedom for granted. I will never, ever take my freedom for granted. And right now, people living in Ukraine, which wants to be sovereign, they want to determine their own destiny, certainly moving towards NATO. They're not a member of NATO today, but they want democracy. They want the same things that many of us want and some of us take for granted. So we have questions. And Jeff McCausland, military analyst for CBS News, does an amazing job breaking this down, providing perspective. And we're so happy to have him here. Hey, Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Paul, I got to say at the top, your father's a very wise guy. I heard what you just had to say. You know, you're exactly right. I got a message to give an example from a colleague of mine who's a retired Ukrainian colonel, was deputy defense minister to Ukraine for a while. He's in Kiev, and I was calling and contacting him to make sure he and his wife and family were safe. He told me in response that my wife and I are going to stay here, and then he wrote, we're going to live free or we're going to die right here. Oh. And that kind of underscores exactly what you just said. And also, you know, it's a worry when you think about it. I noticed that a couple of years ago, the number of years the Berlin Wall has now been down is more years than it stood. And so if you're an American who's 35 or even 40 years of age, you can hardly remember the Berlin Wall. You can hardly remember the Cold War. You can hardly remember any of those things. But once again, sadly, as your dad pointed out, we're back in that type of a controversy and a crisis.
Hey, Jeff, it's Jordana. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. And it was just listening to, you know, CBS News at the top of the hour. It feels like the situation in Ukraine on the border is fluid. Can you just sort of update us with the very latest? What is happening there?
Well, militarily, what we see, Jordana, is frankly the Russian military forces making more and more preparation for an invasion. Roughly 75% of the forces they have arrayed on the northern border, the eastern border, and the south are what I would call moving into or already in what I would say are attack positions, having moved from marshaling positions. They have about 190,000 troops arrayed around the Ukraine. And the last couple of hours, we've gotten more information about loading of amphibious ships. I think there might be an amphibious assault on the southern coast of the Ukraine, as well as loading of airborne forces. And then, of course, yesterday was the end, or supposed end, of this joint operation with Belarus, training operation on Belarusian territory. The Russians announced, of course, those forces were going to stay there. And it's only about 100, 150 miles from the border with Belarus to the Ukrainian capital of Kiev. And so if an attack occurs, I think we might expect it coming from the north towards Kiev, and in combination with Belarusian forces, just to make this situation even a bit worse for the Ukrainians.
Mm. Hey, Jeff, Putin just recognized this area, these two separatist areas in Ukraine. He already controls by, you know, claiming to stop a genocide that is not happening. There's no evidence of any genocide. I want to ask you specifically, 190,000 troops on Ukraine's border to recognize supposedly the independence of these separatist republics. But these troops aren't anywhere near the Donbass. Is this going to be the first step in a large-scale Russian military operation to impose regime change? Do they just want those two areas in southeastern Ukraine? Or if they go in, it's going to be a clean sweep and they want to take Ukraine back to Mother Russia?
No, I think it's going to be more in the direction of a clean sweep, because we have to match up political ends with military resources. The military force arrayed is a resource, but the end state is to ensure that a government emerges in Kiev that is more subservient, obviously, to the Russian Federation. Something like Lukashenko in Belarus, who basically does whatever Mr. Putin tells him to do. So the question is, what military move? Do you take the whole country? Do you just take the capital? Or can you occupy those two provinces, maybe some of the southern portion of Ukraine, that would allow you to connect as a land bridge between Russia proper and Crimea? Would that affect the undermining and destruction of the government? But ultimately, it's the destruction of the government in the Ukraine and bringing in a government that's subservient to Moscow, which is the political end state that Vladimir Putin, in the short term at least, is trying to shape.
Okay.
Jeff, where does the U.S. stand right now, and what happens if we do see an invasion overnight?
Well, as the U.S. stands right now, is, of course, it's trying for a diplomatic effort, I think, and there's supposed to be a scheduled meeting on Thursday between Secretary of State Blinken and Foreign Minister Lavrov somewhere in Europe. This announcement that was just made about the recognition of these two statelets, if you want to call them that, may compromise the possibility of that even happening. And then secondarily, of course, last night, there was word that President Macron of France had set up, at least tentatively, a potential summit meeting between Mr. Biden and Putin to discuss the crisis. The White House said they would support that, but only if the Russians did not invade. Well, now things seem to be moving very rapidly towards the military option for the Russians. So I think the possibility of that as a diplomatic avenue is also closing rapidly.
Jeff, let me ask you a question that I've gotten from a couple of people who should know better. But they basically look at what's happening in Ukraine and Russia, and they shrug and they say, hey, I'm just trying to get through the week. You know, I'm just trying to get, keep my job, keep my kids out of jail. Why should I care about what's happening in Ukraine? How would you answer that question based on what you know right now?
I'd go back to your dad, frankly, Paul, and I'd say, do you recall back in 1938, then Prime Minister of Great Britain, Neville Chamberlain, went to Munich and met with Adolf Hitler, and Hitler claimed, well, I need these particular portions of Czechoslovakia because there are ethnic Germans that are living there. In fact, my wife's parents were living there as children at the time, coincidentally enough. If I get that particular part, I'll be satisfied and we'll all live in peace forever. Chamberlain returns to London, gives an impassioned speech about peace, peace in our time, and we know the sad result of that. Yeah. So anybody that thinks for a minute that Vladimir Putin would be satisfied with this particular part of the Ukraine or bringing the Ukraine in general back under his control has never examined any of those historical examples which were being played out here. Ultimately, Putin has the following goals. One is to undermine the United States leadership and the legitimate liberal democracies as we know them in general. Number two is to drive fissures between the United States and its NATO partners and basically destroy NATO. And number three, exercise full control over these countries in Eastern Europe that comprise the Soviet Union. Maybe not recreate the map of the Soviet Union, but at least control those places. This all began in 2004 when he said the end of the Soviet Union was the greatest catastrophe of the 20th century. I actually thought World War I and World War II were kind of bad.
Yep.
And he has been following a steady strategy to accomplish those goals ever since.
So, Jeff, this is a big bet on Putin's part. If, in fact, he does go into Ukraine, I hope he's not stupid enough to tamper with NATO states that were former Soviet states like Romania and Bulgaria and Poland. People ask, well, where is it going to lead? Is it a slippery slope? But it's a big bet on the part of Vladimir Putin, and it could bring him down if he fails.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. People talk about these things as chess games. I can tell you, having done this in the White House and the Pentagon, no, this is a poker game, five-card draw, and he's just pushed all his chips to the center of the table. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on here. As far as how far he goes, Well, the administration has been pretty clear that we're going to defend every inch of NATO and put NATO forces in those particular countries that border the Russian Federation. So he clearly understands that crossing any territory that belongs to NATO would incur an immediate response by the United States and its NATO partners, and then this whole thing could escalate anywhere, even up to central nuclear exchange, which I'm pretty confident he doesn't want to get into. But the other question is, your point, can he be successful? And I think his problem is going to be, while he may have enough troops, 190,000 or whatever the number is, to defeat the Ukrainian military, I don't think he's got enough troops, back to my friend in Kiev, to occupy the Ukraine,
right,
who are going to fight, are a much better army than they were in 2014. And there are 40 million Ukrainians, and it's the size of Texas. You know, the Russians went through an anniversary a couple of weeks ago, which was the anniversary of their withdrawal from Afghanistan. In their 10 years in Afghanistan, they suffered 25,000 killed in action, far more than the United States suffered over 20 years. They understand what fighting an insurgency is all about, and that's what they might be taking on if they decide to occupy the entirety of the Ukraine. And there have been some rumblings in Russia amongst senior retired officers I've seen on websites saying that this is crazy, our problems are domestic, and as you suggest, that Putin might actually bring himself down in the process.
Wow. Okay.
And Jeff, forgive my naivete, but it seems that we are, I know we talked diplomacy, but that doesn't seem to be working. Is the U.S. eventually going to get wrapped up in this militarily?
Well, you know, diplomacy is like dancing. It takes two to tango. And while we might want to do diplomacy all we want to, if our opponent does not, yesterday Mr. Putin said a summit, and then today he recognizes he's two statelets. Doesn't suggest to me that he's interested, and he continues to expand his military forces. Will the United States get involved militarily? Well, first of all, the president said no U.S. military forces are physically going to go on the Ukraine and defend Ukrainian territory and confront Russian troops. That's been taken off the table from the very beginning. That being said, economic sanctions will be administered in the harshest possible way. We'll see Russia denounced, I think, in every political forum you can think of on the planet, and Mr. Putin becoming a pariah. And then thirdly, we'll see more and more U.S. and NATO forces being deployed to Eastern Europe, particularly the countries that border the Russian Federation, which is what makes this whole thing kind of crazy. If Putin argues, as he has, that his concern is NATO forces on the borders of the Russian Federation, that might be, to some form, a legitimate security discussion. By invading the Ukraine, the result for him is he's going to get more doggone U.S. and NATO forces on his border than he ever imagined.
And if nothing else, I mean, the cost, if he moves in tonight or whenever, if Russian forces move in, gas is going to spike, right? I mean, that's a practical short-term outcome worldwide. We're going to be paying more for a lot of things, including energy, correct?
Well, absolutely correct. I mean, the Russian Federation, I think, pumps about 10 million barrels a day on the world market, and it's the second or third largest oil and natural gas producer. There's no doubt about it. When that happens, you're going to see oil prices spike, I would say $110, $120 a barrel, which you're going to see translate very quickly to prices at the pump. Frankly, we're going to see the stock market will probably suffer because stock markets do not like instability. That's just the nature of the beast. And then the other question is, if we get into some kind of escalation with the Russians, does that then transfer into other domains? Don't forget, this war will not only be fought in air, land, and sea. It'll be fought in cyber, and it could be fought in space in terms of blinding satellites, perhaps cyber attacks on the United States. I'm not predicting those will happen by any means. I don't want anyone to worry about it unnecessarily. But should we escalate, those are the domains in which we might see escalation by the Russians.
Okay.
Terrifying and educational, Jeff. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for breaking this down for us.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
My pleasure. Take care.
Best wishes.
It is terrifying, and I don't want to be a naysayer, but it seems inevitable. Putin is not packing down, and he's making things worse, and I just don't see how we get out of that.
He's still upset that that we won the Cold War, right? There is no Soviet Union, and he was in his formative years as a KGB spy rising up and experienced that, and for many, the shame of the Soviet Union crumbling, and all that's really left is Russia. And so that's kind of, I think, one of perhaps many incentives trying to get that glory back. But what does he understand? Power.
Yeah.
Money and power.
And it doesn't matter why. It just matters that it's happening and how we can help. Unfortunately, America is often the policeman of the world, and they will certainly get wrapped up into this one as well. It's frightening.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, speaking of being the police of the world, our presidents have often been leaders in diplomacy, leaders in winning wars. Our President's Day quiz, that's up next.
Boy, can I just concede right now? Can I just concede defeat?
No.
It would save 10 minutes of anguish and tears and gnashing of teeth.
How well do you know your presidents is the question.
Yeah. We're about to find out.
Why are you mad about this? It's President's Day. We'll learn
something.
No, I'm not
mad. I'm scared.
Even if we fail epically, DJ will at least will learn something from the quiz. DJ's written us a President's Day quiz.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, you guys ready to go?
Probably.
We're ready
not.
To go.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay. Jordana, which of these, this is again a President's quiz here on President's Day, which is not actually called President's Day. We learned that earlier, but anyway, we call it President's Day anyway. Which of these presidents, Jordana, is not on Mount Rushmore? Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, or John Adams? One of those
John
is
Adams is
not actually.
I don't think John Adams is.
That's correct. Good job, Jordana.
Okay, no problem.
I don't have my
date. And I haven't been yet. I really want to go see Mount Rushmore. I know it's a schlep to get there, but I'm dying to go.
I read today, and it's worth seeing. at least once. You have to see it. But the original, the creator of Mount Rushmore, the sculptor, it was supposed to be full length, down to their waist, not just their heads. It was supposed to go down to their belts. But because of budget cuts, they could only do the heads.
Stop it.
No,
is that true?
It's true, yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's
you can
hilarious.
See under their heads, there's a little bit of like their vests or their, you know, shoulders that was started, but then they gave up.
Oh, Ron. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Budget cuts.
All right, Paul, here we go. We learned a little bit earlier today about President's Day and the date that it's on. You know, now we always celebrate on a Monday, but initially it was always celebrated on the same day every year. Was it celebrated on February the 22nd or February the 15th or February the 12th?
I always thought it was the 12th, but I don't know.
Well, no. Is that what you're going with or no?
Could have been the 15th. Because it's really close to
you're
the
just 12th. Trying to fish for. I'm not going to help you. But pick an answer.
These questions. I mean, it's. I'll go with the 12th, but I don't know.
No, yeah, the 12th is Lincoln's birthday, but originally it was celebrated on the 22nd, which is Washington's birthday.
Oh, I thought today was Washington's birthday. Oh, it is.
Well, that's what we're celebrating. But his actual birthday
is the 21st, though, isn't it?
Yes, his actual birthday is tomorrow, but we always celebrate it on the...
It's the Monday. On the Monday.
Look, that's all I have. Use the rewind feature. Listen to Ken Davis at 3:20. Well, he explained it better than I did.
Thank you, David.
All right. Jordana Green, you're already ahead 1-0.
Already sucking. Yes.
Three presidents all died on the same day. Can you believe that? Oh. James Monroe, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams all died on the same day of the calendar, not the same actual day, but the same day of the calendar.
Okay. Can I answer that?
Did they all die on President's Day or the 4th of July or Cinco de Mayo?
Can I answer that?
No. No, it's not.
Do you know the answer?
It's
Jordana.
This one I know.
I'm going to say it was the 4th of July.
Yes, that's correct.
That's correct. All three presidents died on the 4th of July. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That is such a bizarre, weird thing. Isn't that weird?
I should have gone first.
You had the choice.
You did.
Got it.
All right, Paul, you're down 2-0. Yeah. It's not looking good for you.
I know.
Did you know, though, that Teddy Roosevelt
Are you gonna
was...
Give me, what time was Ulysses Grant...
born on a Tuesday at 6:13 or 6:14.
Yeah,
no, 6:15. I'm just kidding.
6:15.
No, Teddy, apparently he was blind, or at least mostly blind, in one eye due to an injury.
Did he sustain?
Yes. I can't believe you didn't know that. But was that injury sustained from a duel or a boxing match or a hunting accident?
I actually know this.
Jordana knows this?
I thought it was a hunting accident. He was a big hunter. I know that.
He was a big hunter. It was a boxing match.
That's right.
You know, the only reason I know that, do you remember, David, and maybe you don't, John Williams used to do like an evening with Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes, I do.
And his friend Clay Jenkins used to dress up as Roosevelt. He also did Thomas Jefferson. And I learned a lot of stuff on those evenings with Thomas Jefferson and Teddy Roosevelt.
Wow.
I guess it's not such useless information because it came in handy during this quiz.
That's exactly right. Maybe Paul should have paid more attention. All right, where are we at? Jordana, your turn again?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
watch me epically fail.
A number of our presidents have been assassinated or had attempted assassinations. Mm-hmm. And one of our presidents, after he was shot, famously said, quote, "I forgot to duck." Was that Ronald Reagan or John F. Kennedy or Abraham Lincoln? Who exclaimed, "I forgot to duck." After...
I mean, I guess the one who survived, so Ronald Reagan, I guess.
You give her that question?
I guess it would be
The other
be
two
Reagan.
Were killed instantly.
Yeah.
Well, you got to know. You got to know. I mean.
The one who lived, so I'm going to go with Reagan. Really, Reagan said that? Because that was such a, I remember that.
He didn't even know he was shot.
Tragic day.
Yeah.
But that was so tragic.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bill Brady was shot. It was awful.
He didn't know until minutes after that he had been hit, apparently, in the limo.
Really?
Yeah.
That was tragic.
Okay, 3-0. Okay, we're done here. Sorry.
Paul, you want one more?
No,
one more?
No, not really. What time was Abraham Lincoln inaugurated? What time was the Gettysburg Address issued? God. All right.
All right, go ahead. Give him another one.
Okay, sounds good. Just so he can go over three? Okay.
Just so he can complain, yes.
Martin Van Buren was our only president who had English as a second language. His first language was A, Dutch, B, Spanish, C, Russian.
I'm going to go with Dutch. Van Buren. Oh, I get it.
There you go. Look, you got one.
Nice.
After it didn't matter.
I did not know that. That's fascinating.
Do I get the parting gifts?
Every other president had English as a first language. But
Pat Sajak, do I get the parting gifts? No, I don't even get those.
There's no gifts.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
I learned stuff. I learned stuff today.
Good job,
at
guys.
My expense, but hopefully
that's
listeners,
okay.
Listeners
that's
have
how
learned.
We always learn stuff. Good job, David. We learned something. I mean, I crushed it. I killed you.
Yes, you did. I'm so proud of you.
Let's talk to Maxie. Cat wins a 3-point contest at the NBA All-Star Weekend. We'll talk sports next.
Here to talk sports, along with the occasional rant about traffic and other stuff. It's Mike Max, now joining Paul and Jordana.
That may have been my best weathercast ever. It's a short reel.
For sure.
But
the commentary.
Mike Max's sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. And we're not going to dwell on the Olympics. That's ancient history. Two things come to mind first, though, Maxie. I just want to mention this. Interesting to me that Vladimir Putin waited the day after the Olympics ended, after he met with the premier of China before the Olympics, and you know they had a chat. I just wonder if he said, you know, I'll wait to do this until after the Olympics, so it doesn't in any way negatively affect the Winter Games in Beijing. That's thought number one.
What a big heart he has, huh?
You're right. Oh,
yeah,
generous.
Yeah, very nice, very considerate. Viewership. The over-the-air live television down 40% from the last Winter Olympics in Seoul, but 60% more minutes spent streaming. Seems like streaming may be the future for some of these big-ticket events and getting a return on investment, huh?
Yeah, I mean, when you go way out there, you just wonder, as our kids use different devices to access and grow up with it, you know, I mean, what's going to be the value of having a stick, as they say, a stick meaning a place where you transmit from?
Yeah.
Because is it really going to matter if you have, you know, if CNN or MSNBC or whoever it is have headquarters somewhere and this is where they transmit from? Because it looks like it's just going to be a la carte and go to wherever, you know, where, to your phone mainly or wherever you want to put it on, your big screen, your computer screen, whatever it is. And I'm not so sure that there's, you know, there's going to be great value in having a, you know, I guess everybody will keep it just like the newspaper, remote control, whatever. But people have figured out how to get what they want when they want.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, ratings, all those things are going by the wayside in the TV game that we play because there's just so many different, you know, we got CBSN News now on WCCO TV and it replays the news and does all, you know, it does a bunch of different things. And so people can watch anywhere, anytime on their phone. And, you know, so you don't need to lock into the 5, 6, and 10, you know, traditionally as we used to know. And, you know, to an extent in radio, podcast, or, you know, you watch, you listen to what you want to listen to when you want to listen to it. So the Olympics is a great, though. That's a great barometer of that, I think, Paul, to your point that, you know, the changing ways, and it doesn't mean that there won't be lots of jobs for people in content, it's just that it will be delivered differently.
The only predictable thing, Maxie, is change.
Yep.
And, it's a brave new world. You're right.
Yep.
And you got to go with it. You got to, you know, if they want it on demand, I get it. I want it on demand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always said, you know, if you want to get into this, I was speaking on Saturday at the University of St. Thomas to a guy that runs a class there for inner city kids, and they meet once a week, high school kids, that 360 journalism it's called. So it's about, you know, it's about all the different avenues of journalism. And my takeaway always is just be good. You know, don't worry what avenue you're going to show up on, right? Don't worry if it's if you have your own radio show or you have your own newspaper column or you have, you know, you're on TV. Just be really good, and then, you know, the vehicles are going to change. But if you want to do this, you're going to get to do it. It's just, you know, don't necessarily lock into, you know, what we see right now.
Stay flexible.
Yeah.
That's great advice.
Good advice, yeah.
I'm going to have to hear one of those speeches, Maxie.
Yeah.
Can I stream it? Questions. It was fun. Yeah.
Can I stream it? Isn't that funny? Yeah.
So wait. Oh wait. I know we're supposed to talk sports, but this was a college class you were talking to.
Well, it's a. What it is there's a guy that left WCCO TV to teach it, and it's at the University of St. Thomas, but it's for high school kids that want to get involved in journalism. So in essence, St. Thomas provides it for them, and what it really does is it provides an avenue for the University of St. Thomas to showcase their campus in this case and their journalism program, so that these kids may want to streamline right into the University of St. Thomas. That's the upside for them. But it's for high school kids.
Interesting.
What was your impression of the kids? Did they really? We're too late. I want to have this conversation.
Inner city kids. I just love talking to them about, hey, don't sell yourself short. There's lots of stuff out there that you can do, and be brave and be bold and go out there and do it because it's just sitting there waiting for you.
Well said. Thanks,
love
Maxie.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
we'll be
buddy.
Watching. We'll be right back.
The news is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.